我们请翻开圣经，新约圣经马太福音第六章。
Please open your Bible to New Testament, the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章，我们从第九节念到第十三节。
Matthew 6, we will read from verse 9 to 13.
所以你们祷告要这样说。
In this manner, therefore, pray.
我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be your name.
愿你的国降临。
Your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
Give us this day our daily bread.
免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。Amen.
For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.我们有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们感谢赞美你。
Father, we thank you and praise you.
靠着你爱子耶稣赐给我们宝贝的名，我们能够再次来到你的面前。
By the precious name of your beloved, which you have granted us, we can come before your presence.
我们侍立在你的面前，聆听你向我们所说的话。
As we stand still before you and listen to the word you want to speak to us.
愿圣灵宝会师再次把你的话。解释翻译在我们里面。
That the Holy Spirit of the Comforter once again speak and interpret your word in our hearts.
好叫我们真能够认识明白你的旨意。
So that we will truly know and understand your will.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
当我们的主他出来传道的时候。
When our Lord came out to perform His public ministry,
他第一个信息就是说，天国近了，你们要悔改。
The first message is, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, repent.
这信息实在不是，或不仅仅是为着外邦人说的。
This very message is not only for the Gentiles alone.
这个信息是向他的百姓说的。
But it's also for his people.
我们要悔改。
We need to repent.
因为神的国近了。
Because the kingdom of God is at hand.
我们要悔改。
Repent.
不但是因为为了我们的罪，我们需要悔改。
Not only because of our sin, we need to repent.
为着我们在主面前的服事，在主面前的认识，在这个的灵修，我们常常需要神来自来自。
But also because of our ministry, our services, our understanding, and also our devotion before the Lord, we do need to repent all the time.
我们常常要有这样子的。感觉我们需要受神自己的调度，神自己的调整。
Often we have to have this sense that we need to molded and also to be dispatched by our Lord alone.
因为神的国近了。
For the kingdom of God is near.
啊，甚至是在我们追求主的路上，很多的地方我们需要神常常来矫正我们，来更正我们。
And also in our very way of pursuing the Lord, we often need the Lord to correct us and also to make adjustment on our part.
好像我们真是能够够得着主的心意。
So that we can actually measure up His will.
特别在祷告这件事情上。
Especially in this matter of praying.
我们也实在是需要神常常来教导我们，我们的主来教导我们怎么来祷告。
We do often need the Lord to teach us how to pray.
所以呢，当主在讲登山宝训的时候呢，他特别说到一段，要告诉我们怎么样来祷告。
So on the Sermon on the Mount that our Lord especially spells out a passage on how to pray.
值得注意的事情呢，这个祷告这个教导呢，在路加福音11章的时候呢，还就重复了一遍。
What we need to pay attention to is that the same teaching is repeated in Luke.
在路加福音十一章那里的时候呢，当主耶稣在那里祷告的时候呢，祷告完了，一个门徒来问他，求他教导说。 怎么来祷告。
In Luke 11, we see that the Lord is praying, and after he stopped, one of his disciples came over and asked him, Lord, teach us to pray.
那么他的这个问题呢，是在路加福音十一章里头就记载的。那么登山宝训呢，是在路加福音第六章所记载的。
Now this question of the disciples is recorded in Luke 11. However, the Sermon on the Mount is recorded in Matthew 6.
不知道为什么门徒那么还要再来问一次主耶稣怎么来祷告。
We don't know why this disciple has to ask the same question again regarding how to pray.
因为在那个时候呢，是主他自己在祷告，祷告完了之后，这个门徒来问他。
It is that at that time that our Lord prayed by himself, and after he ceased praying, that this disciple came over to ask.
那个场合呢，是一个一定是非常亲密的一个环境，是一些很跟着他很近的一些人跟他在一起的。
At that circumstance, it must be a very intimate environment. It's between those who the Lord and those who closely follow him.
所以我还有理由呢，相信呢，这个门徒呢，他应该听着，当主他在那里讲登山宝训的时候，他应该在那里的。
So we have good reason to believe that the same disciple should have been at the Sermon on the Mount while our Lord talked about the Lord's Prayer.
那为什么这门徒这时候又再来问他一次呢？
And then why is this disciple came over again?
那么可能呢，如果他听过登山宝训的话，他在那里的话，那么他可能他在听的时候，他没有太注意主在讲什么。
It could be that even though he was there while our Lord was talking about this prayer in the Sermon on the Mount, he wasn't paying much close attention to him.
那么也有可能呢，他觉得在那边主在教导是一个非常正式的一个讲道的时候，那个主的教导啊。
Or he might feel while the Lord was speaking at Mount, probably this is such a formal preaching.
那么现在呢，算是一个非常私下的哈，一个非常亲近的一些人在一起的时候，他想再来问一次主。哎呀，主啊，你怎么祷告？你怎么跟主那么亲，跟神那么亲近
？So in this private occasion, he might think that, as we are so close, so intimate with each other, Lord, teach us to pray once again.
那很稀奇呢，主也没有给他另外再有什么教导，他把前面讲过的，他再重复一遍。
Amazingly, the Lord didn't teach something new except to repeat what he had said before.
我想多少时候呢，我们在接受教导，很多话我们听过又听再听啊。
So in like manner, so many times we have been receiving the same teachings over and over again.
但是到了我们自己要来的实行的时候，他某些时候发觉觉得好像还需要人来教导我们，好像这个功课还没有学好。
Then when it comes to the time that when we have to practice these words, it seems that we haven't learned the lesson yet. We still need to be taught again.
特别是祷告这件事情。
Especially in this very matter of prayers.
哎呀，我发觉呢，这个基督徒呢，在我们在追求路上呢，我们有很多的时候，很多的机会要祷告。
I feel personally that in our pursuit of the Lord, we Christians we have so many time and so much time and so many occasions that we need to pray.
祷告呢，应该是我们一个最熟悉的一个题目哈，最熟悉的一个属灵的认识。
Prayer should be one of the most familiar spiritual matters and pursue that.
但是你都发觉常常还需要主啊，再来教导我怎么祷告。
But still, we need the Lord to teach us more and more as to how to pray.
所以主说呢，他说，所以你们祷告要这样子做。
Therefore, our Lord said, therefore, in this manner, pray.
说我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven.
啊，那个啊，这个祷告啊，就是先把我们带到父的面前。
This prayer, first of all, brings us to the presence of the Father.
为着父的工作，为了父的永远的旨意，为了他的名，我们来祷告。
For the Father's word, for the Father's name, and His eternal purpose, we pray.
我们呢，被带到父的面前，是何等的宝贝啊！是何等有福的一件事情。
How precious and blessed this is for us to be brought before the presence of the Father.
我们曾经是死在过犯罪恶当中的人。
Because we were once dead in sin and transgression.
如今呢，
Now we have been brought before the Father and called this God in heaven our Father. And also, Father committed His work and His purpose into our hands.
主虽然再教导一次呢，但是还是有一点点差别。
Actually, in these two passages, even though they seem to repeat themselves, but there is some difference.
那么在大部分的翻译本里头呢，在路加福音十章十一章来讲的时候，他一开始的时候，他只是说你们这样祷告，怎么祷告啊？是说父啊。
In most of translations, it's recorded like this way: as the Lord teaches the disciple to pray, say, Father.
啊，那个不仅仅我们来到父的面前，我们要非常的严肃，我们在天上的父。
Not only do we come before the God of heaven, we should be very serious because He is the Heavenly Father.
啊，特别在一个私下的祷告里头，特别是跟我们圣子父神更亲近的时候，我们一开始说父啊。
But in our private prayer, as we draw near to Him, at the beginning, we simply cry out, Father.
啊，这个当我们一说到父的时候，我想，那我们跟神那个最亲近，所有的距离，天上和我们在天上跑还有点距离，他们会说到父啊，首先说爸爸啊，那个关系这么样的近啊。
And when we say our Father in heaven, it seems there is still a distance. But when we cry out Father, it's such intimacy and there is no distance whatsoever between us. And this is the work of the Holy Spirit. Romans 8.
圣灵与我们的灵啊，同证我们是神的儿女。The
Spirit and our Spirit testify that we are children of God.
他说呢，他所谓那个神所赐给我们的一个，不是一个奴仆的灵，乃是一个儿子的灵。What
God has given to us is not a spirit of slave, but the spirit of adoption.
那好叫我们能够呼叫阿爸父。So
that we can cry out, Abba, Father.
那么我不知道中国人哈，那么在那个祷告用父的时候，不是那么样的自然哈。For
Chinese, as we pray, we call address him as Father. It seems it's not that natural for us.
那个我应该是张弟兄提的吧？他说这中国人祷告的时候啊，称父啊，好像什么，好像那个女婿叫爸爸，叫岳父。I
think Brother Kang once said that for us Chinese to God as our Father is very much like the son-in-law trying to address his wife's father as father.
我那个我的媳妇跟我刚才女婿啊，我之前教了好多次哈，叫爸爸，是很不容易学。I
have taught my son-in-law and a daughter-in-law many times that they should address me as father, but it seems this is such a hard lesson for them to learn.
那天我听到他们呢私下的去主动的叫我父亲的爸爸的时候啊，里头那感觉啊，真是不一样。
Until the other day that in private, they took the initiative to call me Father. I just had such a, Daddy, I just had such a different feeling about this.
你知道，当我们来祷告的时候，我们称天上的父，是称他成为父的时候。 不但我们的父他的心肠得到满足，非常喜悦。When
we come to pray, when we call the God in heaven our Father, not only is our Father being delighted.
你也知道，这也是我们主在地上他的劳苦的功效，他自己主要做的工作。But
also, this is the travail of our Lord on earth, because this has been His work.
那本罗马书八章他说了，他说预先所 知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他的儿子在许多弟兄当中做长子。Whom
in Romans 8 we read that whom he foreknew he predestined them to be formed into the image of the Son of God so that Christ will be the firstborn of many
sons.希伯来书的这个长子，真的长子，他来的时候，他在。 在众子进入荣耀里头去。And
also, as we read in Hebrews, that when the firstborn Christ comes again, he will lead many sons into glory.
是我们的主，我们的长，那个那个 So
the firstborn of God will lead many sons before God to worship Him.
我们的主的心也得到他的满足。
So when we address God as Father in our prayer, our Father's heart is so satisfied.
那我们还是要问一个问题啊。
Then we have to ask another question. Why do we have to pray?
如果第六章他第八节，他这么说了，他说你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的，你们父早已经知道了。
Because according to verse 8, for your father knows the things you have need of before you ask him.
如果父已经知道我们一切所要祷告的事情，他也知道他要做什么事的话，为什么还要祷告呢？
If the father has known all our prayer requests and also known what he is about to do, why bother to pray?
但是固然我们说，借着祷告，我们更知道我们所需要的是什么。
Of course, we say that through the prayers that we know exactly what we need. Many times the Father does know what we need, but we on our own part, we do not know.
那么很多时候更多的时候呢，我们呢是不知道自己需要什么，我以为不知道父需要什么。
More often, it is not only do we not know what we want, but also we do not know what the Father wants.
祷告呢，让我们呢。 更多认识明白神的心意，更多知道父在这个世代所要做的事。
So prayer enables us to know more of the will of God and know more of His heart's desire in this world.
但是呢，这个呢，只回答题目的回答这个问题，回答了一半。
However, what I just said only answered part of the question.
那么我们知道了神的心意之后呢？
After we have known His heart's desire.
那么神要做的事情，他还是要做呀。
God still does whatever He wants to do.
难道因为他的儿女们不知道他的心意，神就不做事了吗？
Is it because that His children do not know His heart's desire, then He stops working?
看我们在圣经上看见呢，神呢，他固然是一个独行其事的神。
In the Bible, we do see that God is God who alone does wonders.
他说有就有，他命令就立。
He speaks, it's done. He commands, it's too fast.
他不需要人做他的谋士，不需要人为他出任何的主意。
He does not need anyone to be his counselor or to offer any advice.
但是呢，我们很稀奇的事情呢，神常常不做事情。
But amazingly, often God does not work.
他知道他要做什么。
Even though he does know what he wants to do.
他知道他心里就是想要做什么。
Even though what he knows what his heart
desires.
But if people on earth do not rise up to pray for the things of his will, then he prefers not to work.
他一直要等到地上有人回应他自己的心意，为他自己所要做手中的工作，对他祷告，甚至吩咐他的时候，他才愿意做事情。
Until people on earth will respond to his heart's desire, respond to the work of his hand, and then he will start working.
为什么神要这么做呢?
And why is the God does it in this way?
我在思想这件事情的时候，发觉呢，那么神这么做，有一个很大的原因呢，是要我们更多的认识他。
As I consider this very matter, I believe that one of the reasons is that God wants to know more of his work.
我们呢认识神呢，是认识神是基督徒啊，一开始的时候需要追求的。
Knowing God is the first and foremost thing for all the Christians in their spiritual pursuit.
保罗一直到在这写监狱书信的时候，他在说他极力要认识基督，还要认识基督。Even
when Paul in his prison epistles, he still says that press on to know the Lord.
那么认识主呢？我们怎么认识我们的神呢？
So, knowing the Lord, how do I know my God? Of course, it is through God's Word.
神借着他的话，把他的心意，把他所示，更多向我们显明。
Because God has shown to us His heart and also His Word.
那我发觉呢，那么祷告呢，是让我们呢认识神一个非常重要的一个途径。
And I do believe that prayers is one of the very most important pathways through which we can come to know Him.
很多的时候，我们呢借着在圣经里面给我们一些的一些属灵上的知识呢，在祷告当中，我们真的来经历啊，这些教导。
Many of the spiritual knowledge you acquire in the Bible is actually being practically taught in your prayer. Many times when we pray, we come to know Him firsthand.
当然神多时他听我们的祷告。
God, of course, many times hear our prayers.
借着我们的祷告，当我们的祷告摸到他的心的时候，他成就，让我们知道啊，确实，啊，我虽然，好像知道神的心意，当神祷告听我的祷告的时候，这真是神的心意，真的明白。
As we pray, we touch upon God's heart's desire, and God has performed, answered our prayers. Then I do understand, yes, through my prayer, God has acted accordingly.
但是你知道吗?
But do you know this?
很多时候呢，神让我们认识他呢，是当他不听我们祷告的时候。
God enables us to know Him many times is.Through the situation when you do not, he does not answer our prayers.
我就觉得这注意啊，那个我儿子他管他的孩子，我孙子的时候，发觉呢件事情。
I noticed that this very matter through how my son taught his son, my grandchild.
那个孙子在做很多事情的时候，他爸爸或他妈妈大概有时孩子要这个要那个，他大概十就八十说 no.
It's about 8 out of 10 times as my grandchild is asking something from his mom and dad, the parents would simply say no.
他们是借着说 no 来告诉孩子什么事情是不应该做的。
So it is through their no that they teach their child as to things that he is not supposed to do.
他借着他向他孩子说 no 的时候呢，他们让孩子知道父亲在说爸爸妈妈在想什么。
Through this know that the child would understand what the father and the mother are thinking.
神不是每次都听我们祷告。
So God does not answer our prayers every time.
很多时候他不听我们祷告。
Many times he does not listen to our prayers.
但是你发觉很稀奇，就是事情过后之后，当发觉神不听我祷告的时候，不认一方面有这点失望，对不对？但一方面有更多认识神他自己。
But after everything is over, on the one hand, we realize we are so very disappointed when God did not answer our prayers. But on the other hand, we seem to know Him better.
因为神没有听我的祷告，我更多认识他。
So it is because God did not answer my prayer, so I came to know Him more.
那么，借着祷告呢，一方面我们认识神他自己，神他自己啊，认识，然后借着祷告神所要做的事情呢，那么我们成就成了神的工作。
So on the one hand, through prayers, we come to know God Himself and also the work He will perform.
很多时候呢，那么神呢，工作是怎么工作呢？
Many times, how does God perform His work?
他是借着那些祷告的人做事情。
It is through those people who pray.
你祷告那个我们要传福音。
Like when we are about to share the gospel.
我们要盼望神呢，那个这个拯救那个万人的神呢，今天拯救这位，拯救那个。
We hope that the Savior of the world today will save this one and that one.
那么神确实是要拯救人。
Indeed, God wants to save people.
他怎么拯救人？
But how does He perform His salvation work?
借着我们这些祷告的人，他来做。
It is through you and I who pray, God works.
因为我们在祷告或者福音祷告的时候呢，神把他的负担加到我们里头，赐给我们话，带领我们去传福音。
As we're praying together for the gospel outreach, God has impressed us on our hearts His burden.And lead us to bring other people to the gospel.
神乐意用着那些为他自己旨意祷告的人，成就他自己的事情。
It is God's pleasure to use those who pray in order to perform God's will to fulfill, finish all His work.
那当我们在说呢，当我们祷告说，父啊，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
So as we pray, saying that.Hallowed be your name.
啊，当然了，神呢，他自己能够做事哈。
Of course, God Himself does things.
在诗篇第八篇里头，他说呢，是耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。
In Psalm 8, we read that, O Lord, how excellent is your name above the earth.
你将你的荣耀彰显于天。
You have displayed your glory in heaven.
啊，神呢，借着他的荣耀彰显于天的时候呢。 他自己就把他的名显出来，是何等样的美啊！
When God displays His glory in heaven, He Himself reveals how excellent He is.
但是你知道吗？神的名被显出来，他是借他的百姓显出来。
But do you know that God's name is also being revealed through His people?
借他百姓的见证显出他的名。
Through the very testimony of His people.
我们那个说过那个以赛亚书第二十九章。
We once said that Isaiah 29.
说呢。当人呢，以色列人看见他的种子，就是神手中的工作，在他们那里的时候。
When Israelites see the work of God's hand, His sons in their midst.
当人看见有一批神的百姓聚集在他的面前，见证他的名，服侍他的时候。
When people see that a group of people gather before God and testify and do His work.
这些人。是神他自己手中的工作。
And all these people are actually the work of God's hand.
亲手造作的。
God Himself formed them.
人一看见他们的时候。
When God sees them.
就要称耶和华的名为圣。
People have to hallow the name of the Lord.
那个时候，当我们起来祷告说：“神啊，愿人都尊你的名为圣”的时候。
So when we rise up and pray that hallow be thy name, God.
我们第一个想到的一件事。
The first thing we think of is.
神的名有借着我们，借着我，借着我们，显出他的名为圣吗？
Has God's name been hallowed through you and me?
能当人能够借在我们，在我们这些属他的人身上，看见他的名是何其的美吗？
Can people see in us how excellent His name is?
我在想呢，这就是祷告的是那个最宝贝的地方。
And I believe it is the most precious point of prayer.
他宁愿不做事情，宁愿等候，要他的百姓起来做，再起来祷告。
God would rather cease to work and wait until His people rise up and pray.
借着祷告，让我们更认识神。
So through prayers, we come to know God more.
借着祷告。借着我们这些祷告的人，要成就他的工作。
And also through people, through we who pray that God would accomplish His work.
这个在主教导他祷告的时候，就是说到那个父他自己头，什么是父心中最宝贝、最看重的
？So in this Lord's prayer, the Lord actually teaches us what's the most precious thing in God the Father's heart.
我们接下来我们来祷告。
Now as we continue to pray,
愿你的国降临。
We say, Your kingdom come.
哎呀，我们那个神的国啊，实在是在神的心中啊，是何等样宝贝重要的一件事情。
How precious and important is this kingdom God in His heart?
神的国呢，关乎神的永远的旨意。
Because God's kingdom pertains to God's eternal purpose.
神的国降临呢，是到神永远旨意的成就。
When God's kingdom comes.Speaks of the final accomplishment of God's will.
所以我们实在是需要常常为神的国来祷告。
So we do need often to pray for this kingdom.
愿神的国降临。
May God's kingdom come.
当我们在这样祷告的时候
，And when we think of prayer like,
我们可能需要多知道一点这个圣经上面对于神的国都一定的启示。
We need to have more revelation from the Bible regarding the kingdom God.
固然呢，当说到神的国的时候，我们说是讲到有一天主再来的时候。
Indeed, when we speak of the kingdom God, it speaks of the very day when the Lord comes again.
他要降临，他在地上建立他的国度。
He will come in the clouds on earth. He will establish His kingdom.
当主再来的时候。
When the Lord comes the second time.
那些在第一次里头复活的人呢，有福的，圣洁了。
Those who have a part in the first resurrection are holy and are blessed.
第二次的死呢，在他们身上没有权柄。
Because over such the death, the second death.
他们要做神和基督的祭司。
They will become the priests of God and of Christ.
并且他们要与基督一同作王一千年。
And they will reign together with Christ for 1,000 years.
那么主再来的时候呢，地上建立1,000年的国度啊，是在说那个说到神。那个许多应许的成就，他的旨意的完成。
So when the Lord comes again, when the millennium kingdom is established on earth, this tells us that many of God's will and promises have been brought to pass.
那么在圣经的时候呢，他有的时候他还在说到神的国的时候，还说的更广的。
But sometimes in the Bible, when it speaks of the kingdom of God, it speaks even on a broader scope. In Luke 17, one day when Pharisees came to ask Jesus a question,
他问了说,
they asked the Lord, when will the kingdom of God come?
那耶稣就回答他们了,
and Jesus answers them,
说呢,
the kingdom of God does not come with observation.
人也不得说呢, 看啊, 在这里, 看啊, 在那里,
nor can they say, people, see here, see there.
因为神的国就在你的心里,
for the kingdom of God is within you.
或者呢, 有些翻译说, 或者就在你们当中,
or another translation is in your midst.
所以呢, 当圣经上说到神的国的时候,
so when the Bible speaks of the kingdom of God,
有时候它是指的呢, 它是从永远到永远的, 神的永远的国度,
sometimes it refers to the eternal kingdom from eternity to eternity.
那么什么时候神在那里掌权, 什么时候神的国就显在其中。
Whenever God reigns, then that's exactly where God's kingdom is in it.
神在我们心中掌权。
As God reigns in our heart,
神的国就在我们心里。
And then God's kingdom is in our heart.
神在我们当中掌权。
As God reigns in our midst,
神的国就显在我们当中。
There, God's kingdom is revealed.
圣经当中呢, 这两个词呢, 常常是重叠的用的。
So oftentimes these two terms are interchangeably used, overlapping with one another.
就马太福音13章主说呢, 天国好像一粒芥菜种, 要种在地里头长起来以后比各样的树都大。
As in Matthew 13 we read that the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, and someone took it and sowed it in his field, and it grew and became a very large tree.
但是同样的, 同样的比喻在路加福音13章, 他说呢, 天国好像什么, 用什么样来比较天国, 比喻天国呢?
And the same parable,
对比喻神的国呢, 对不起。
In Luke 13, the same parable is used again. However, there the Lord says, to what should I liken the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, as opposed to Matthew 13, it's used the kingdom of heaven.
是同样的比喻,
it's the same parable.
一个地方他说到是, 天国,
in Matthew, it says the kingdom of heaven. In Luke, it says the kingdom of God.
确实呢, 当我们在说到, 圣经上说到那个基督要来的国的时候呢, 常常跟父的国呢, 神的国呢, 常常是紧紧连在一起的。
So when the Bible speaks of the kingdom of God and kingdom of Christ, they are closely coupled together.
那么在启示录第11章的时候,
in Revelation 11,
当那个, 第七位天使吹号的时候,
when the seventh angel sounded his trumpet,
天上就有大声音说,
there is this loud voice in heaven saying,
说世上的国成了我主和主基督的国, 他要做王直到永永远远。
The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever.
我们呢仔细地读啊, 他说这个世上的国成了我主的国, 我主是指的谁呢?
Let's read this verse closely. The kingdom of the world has now become the kingdom of our Lord. Who is this referred to?
它是指他父神来讲的,
it's referred to God the Father.
它说的成为中文翻成是主基督啊, 其实正正确的是和他的基督的国, and his Christ.
In Chinese, the same verse is translated that the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and the Lord Christ. But in English, it is the kingdom of the Lord, our Lord, and of his Christ.
所以底下的时候他说他要做王, 那他是应该指谁呢?
So next one verse says, he shall reign. Who is this he referred to?
照着上下文来看，他也指的父来讲的。
According to the context, it refers to the Father.
父要做王, 所以他底下说呢, 他照永永远远的, 他不是一千年而已的。
So the Father shall reign, so it's forever and ever. It's not just a thousand years.
所以呢,你看见,当那个第七号吹完,第七位天使吹号吹完之后呢, 世上的国,千年国度就要降临了。
So when the seventh angel sounded his trumpet, then the millennium kingdom is about to descend.
但是他说呢,这个国呢,是父的国, 这个父也是基督的国。
However, it is the kingdom of the Father as well as the kingdom of the Christ.
所以我们当我们在祷告说父啊愿你的国降临的时候
So as we pray saying that Father may your kingdom come
我们在那个这两方面呢我们都应该放在我们祷告里头
The very two aspects of the kingdom should be placed in our heart.
一面呢，我们这次看见。
On the one hand, we do see.
当主来的时候。
When the Lord returns.
那他真是在地上要建立他的国度。
On earth, he will establish his kingdom.
我们要与他一同作王一千年。
We shall reign together with him for 1,000 years.
在千年国度里的时候啊，不但是那个万物要复兴啊。
In the Millennium Kingdom, not only all things will be revived.
许许多多在旧约里头，神向的列祖的应许都要在那个千年国度里面做到最那个做最终的那个成就。
But many of the promises made to the forefathers in Old Testament will be brought to pass also.
那个主教来地上那个国度，在我们的认识里头啊，在神的工作里头是何等的重要。
So, our understanding of the coming of the kingdom of God is so very important.
我们祷告父啊，愿你的爱子的国早早的降临。
So we pray that Father, may the kingdom of your beloved Son come soon.
但是主教再来的时候
，But when the Lord comes again,
那么他是怎么来的呢
？How would he appear?
当主教再来这之前呢，在地上是有七年的灾难的。
Before the Lord comes again on earth, there would be 7 years of great tribulation.
那个灾难呢，是没有任何的世代里头所能经历过的。
The tribulation has never been ever experienced in the previous generations.
战争、饥荒、刀剑。
War, sword, famine.
瘟疫、野兽啊。
Plagues and wild beasts.
那么在那个时候的人在那个灾难里面的人都要说大山啊倒在我们压在我们身上吧。
In that tribulation, people will say, come upon us, great mountains.
小山啊把让我们藏在你里头吧。
Oh, hide us in you, hell.
因为神那个愤怒啊那个大日已经到了谁能够站立得住呢
?Who shall stand, on the day of the wrath of the Lord?
那个这就说呢，他来的日子呢，那个日子呢像贼一样。
And also our Lord says that the day of the Lord so comes like a thief.
提撒罗尼迦前书第五章啊，他这么说。
First Thessalonians 5 we read.
他说当主来的时，主的日子呢，好像夜间的贼临到一样。
The Lord will come as a thief in the night.
人正说平安稳妥的时候。
While people are saying peace and safety.
灾祸忽然临到他们。
The sudden destruction comes upon them.
好像那个产男呢临到怀胎的妇人一样。
As the labor pain comes upon a pregnant woman.
他们绝不能逃脱。
They shall never escape.
但是我们呢
？What about us?
这个基督徒呢？
What about Christians?
这些话是对着基督徒还说的，还是对世人说的
？Is this statement addressed to Christians or just the sons of the world?
他底下他继续说
，And the verse continues.
他说弟兄们呢
，Brother，
但是我们呢却不是在黑暗里头。
We're not in darkness.
我们呢叫那个日子临到我们像贼一样的。
So that this day should overtake you as a thief.
主来的日子确实像贼一样。
Indeed, the day of the Lord's coming is like a thief.
没有人知道那时辰那日子。
Because nobody knows the time and season.
但是对着神的儿女来说呢
？But as to God's children.
那个日子呢，临到我们不会像贼一样。
The day that comes upon us should not be like a thief.
因为我们都是光明之子，我们是白昼之子。
Because we're all sons of the light and sons of the day.
我们呢不是那属黑夜的，不是属幽暗的。
We're not of the night. We're not of the darkness.
虽然我们不知道主哪一天要来
，Even though we do not know the day of His coming，
虽然那个历代多少人在预测主哪一天要来，哪一天要来
，Even though throughout the generations many people surmise what day the Lord will come，
主说那个日子不但是我们不知道，你都不知道。
And the Lord says not only we do not know， but even the Son does not know。
但是他的并不表示说当主来的时候我们不知道。
But it doesn't mean that when the Lord does appear, we do not know it.
当主要来的时候
，When the Lord is about to return,
圣徒们都里头都知道主来了。
All the saints within their hearts do know that the Lord is coming.
哎呀，圣徒们，你都有一个回想说，主就在眼前了。
And all the saints would echo in within their heart, the Lord is right before our eyes.
哎，那个日子不会临到我们像贼一样。
So the day shall never overtake us as a thief.
但是这个有个条件。
However, there is a condition to this kind of sentiment.
但他说了，他说睡的人是在夜间睡的，醉的人是在夜间醉。
Those who sleep, sleep at night. Those who became drunk, get drunk at night.
我们是属乎白昼的。
But we are of the day.
所以呢，我们应该警醒谨守。
Therefore, we need to watch and be sober.
所以这是有个条件的。
So there is a condition.
虽然神的应许说这个日子临到我们不像贼一样。
Even though God promises that the day shall not overtake us as a thief.
因此呢，神要我们警醒谨守。
And for this very reason, God wants us to watch and be sober.
在罗马书第13章那里，他怎么说
？And Romans 13, we read.
他说了，黑夜已深了，白昼将近。
The night is far spent, and the day is at hand.
因此，我们就当脱去暧昧的行为，穿上光明的兵器。
Therefore, we should cast off all the works of darkness and put on the armor of light.
行事为人要端正。
We should walk properly.
不可好色邪荡，不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡。
Not in reverie, not in drunkenness, and not in lewdness and lust.
不可增进嫉妒。
Not in strife and envy.
总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体犯安排去放纵私欲。
Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not make provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust.
这个话在说这个话。不是对着外邦人说的。
These words are not addressed to the Gentiles.
这个话不是对那些很有信主的人说的。
Not to those who haven't believed in the Lord.
这些话是对着已经信主你我说的。
These words are for those who have believed in the Lord, for you and me.
因着主他要来了。
Because the Lord is coming.
因着黑夜已深，白昼将近。
Because the night is far spent and the day is at hand.
我们有一个责任。
We do have this responsibility.
在神面前警醒谨守。
Before God, we need to be watchful and sober. Daily, every time to put on our Lord.
不可以打盹，不可以睡觉。
Do not sleep, do not slumber.
哎，我在想呢，有的时候我们常常打盹呢。
I feel that a lot of time we slumber.
特别是我们就出去 vacation 的时候。
Especially while we are on our vacation.
那既然说是放那个度假嘛，那么就是。轻松一下嘛，那么不但是我们世上的工作放下来了，我们属灵的事情我们也放松放松了。
Since we are on vacation, we would say, well, we need to relax. And then not only do we let go of the worldly work, but also spiritual matters.
在度假，那个很少读经了，还也不常祷告了，更不要说我们就常常聚会了。
So during our vacation days, we seldom read the Bible, pray, or go to meetings.
Vacation 嘛。放假了，那个适当的是放假，主力也放假了。
So vacation that means we have a day off spiritually and also worldly.
两个礼拜、三个礼拜我们打盹。
So in for these two or three weeks, we simply slumbered.
但是有时候我们更严重的是我们在睡觉。
And more seriously, during these days, you're actually sleeping.
多少时候神的儿女长期没有读主的话？
So many times that for a long time God's children do not study the Lord's word.
长期不聚会。
For a long time they do not go to meetings.
长期不跟神没有交通。
And for a long time they do not fellowship with God.
真的百姓在睡觉。
God's people are slumbering, sleeping.
如果是这样子的话，主来了之后我们不会知道。
If that's the case, then when the Lord returns, we will not.Have any inkling about it?
啊，因着我们知道，我们祷告是神啊，愿你的国降临的时候。
So when we pray, we say, "May your kingdom come."
第一个在我们里头应该回应的是什么？
The first we should echo in our heart is.
今天是不是警醒谨守在神的面前？
Are we daily watchful and being sober before the Lord?
当我们说愿你的国降临的时候。
When we say.Your kingdom come.
我们还得那个留意的是，这个国不是说有一天主来了之后，
We have to pay attention to this point that the Lord's kingdom does not start when He returns. Actually, the kingdom of the Lord should be revealed today in our midst.
人不得说看哪在这里，看哪在那里，因为神的国就在你的心里。
Because the verse says, people will not say, see here, see there, because the kingdom of God is in your midst.
神的国有在我们里面，心里吗？
Is God's kingdom in our heart?
神有在我们心中掌权吗？
Does He reign in our heart?
他是谁在我们心中的宝座上作王呢？
Who is sitting on the very throne of our heart?
哎呀，多少时候我们被世上的事情所缠累的，世上的事情叫做霸占的，真的不知道主的宝座在哪里。
So many times we are occupied, ensnared by worldly matters. We don't know where the Lord's throne is.
保罗他在罗马书第十四章的时候，
And Romans 14, Paul says,
他说呢，我们没有一个人是为自己活的。
None of us lives to himself.
我们没有一个人为自己死。
No one dies to himself. If we live, we live to the Lord. We die to the Lord.
或活或死,
whether we live or die, we are the Lord's.
什么样的人,
what kind of person has the kingdom of God in him?
主在我们里头作王,
only when the Lord reigns in him. Therefore, as I live to the Lord.
我们呢，那个在生活当中，多少时候我们需要这样的操练。
In our lives, how much we need to exercise ourselves toward this fact.
我们选学校的时候,
as we choose schools.
我们选工作的时候,
as we choose our jobs.
我们选择搬家住在哪里的时候,
as we are choosing the right location for our new
我们选,
place.
我们选我们的配偶的时候,
as we choose our spouse.
那主有在我们里头做王吗?
Is our Lord reigning in our heart?
我们是为了主而活吗?
Are we living for Him?
那个主他在我们这身上, 在许多的事上要显出他真是在那里做主。
The Lord should be manifested in many aspects of our Lord, saying that He is our Lord.
今天呢，我们活着是为了主而活。
So today, as we live to the Lord.
说呢，不但这样子，我们死了也为了主而死。
Not only so, when we die to Him also.
我们死呢，不是为了自己死。
It's not that we die for our own self.
当然，这方面一方面来讲，主要是讲到我们肉身的死亡。
Of course, on the one hand, this death speaks our the death of the body.
历史历代多少的圣徒为着主的名，他的见证的缘故，死了他们的身心。
Throughout the generations, that there are so many saints died for the name and testimony of the Lord.
但是如果主来之前，
but before the Lord returns,
他要我们经过大灾难。
He wants us to go through the great tribulation.
如果,
if
灾难来的时候我们在其中的话,
if when the tribulation comes and we are placed in the midst of it.
留意一句话在启示录第二十章的时候,
pay attention to this verse in Revelation 20.
那里呢，一批已经复活的这些人呢，跟主一同作王的有哪些人呢？
Who are those who come to life and reign together with our Lord?
有一批，当然有一些人，他们是为了主耶稣基督的见证跟神的道被斩的灵魂。
Some of them are martyred before the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
他那里还有一些人呢，是还有那些没有拜过兽和兽的像，也没有他的名字在他的额上和手上的人，他们都要复活。
Others are those who did not worship the beast or his image or did not receive the mark of the beast on their foreheads and their hands. They will come to life and live. They will reign together with Christ for 1,000 years.
至少将来呢，我们当然要让我们看见。
So at least here we see.
将来与主基督一同作王的一些人。
Those who would reign together with Lord Christ in the future.
有些人是经过大灾难的。
Some of them did do go through great tribulation.
他在灾难当中为了主名站立得住。
So in the midst of all the great tribulation, for the name of the Lord, they stand still.
他没有那个受的那个印记在他们手上，在他们额上。
They do not have the mark of the beast on their forehead or on their hands.
如果神不知道什么原因让我们经历大灾难的话，
but if God does allow us for whatever reason to go through the great tribulation，
也许是我们不警醒，
maybe because we are not sober，
但是在那个时候，
but at that time，
为了主的名，就是死也要为了主的名站立得住。
At that time, even we would have to die, we have to stand tall for the name of the Lord.
我在想呢，这个不光只是说到我们身体上的死啊。
And I'm thinking that this does not refer to only our body death.
我们今天我们这个人呢，我们的己这个天然那个人，也是天天需要死的。
Daily, our natural man, ourselves, needs to be put to death.
我们呢，为什么要死呢？
Why is that we have to die to ourselves? Because if we die, we die to the Lord.
一个人当他的生命当中，他活着是为了主而活。
In a person's life, if he lives, he lives to the Lord.
今天向着主，向着己，为了主的缘故，向着己死，是为了主而死。
Then when he dies, to die to himself, this is also for the Lord's sake.
这样的人，神的国在他心里。
A person like this, in whose heart is the kingdom God,
神在我们的心中掌权。
Because God reigns in this person's heart.
那么大部分的一半的翻译本呢，它是翻成在你们的心里啊。
Half of the translations say the kingdom God is within your heart.
那有一半的翻译，另外一半的翻译说在你们当中。
The other half of the translations say that the kingdom God is in your midst.
所以神呢，不单是在我们个人的心中要掌权。
So God not only reigns within our heart.
那么在我们当中，在他的居住，他百姓当中也应该要掌权。
But also in the midst of us, in the midst of His people, He should reign.
神在他的聚会当中，他的百姓当中有绝对的权柄。
So God has this absolute sovereignty among His gatherings, among His people.
借着神在我们当中，在一切事上居首位啊，显出神他的权柄，显出神的国在我们当中。
Through the preeminence that our God has in everything, then it shows that.The kingdom of God, He has the sovereignty.
So, as
we come before God, especially when we come to the assembly,
we have
to be sober, we have to fear trembling, and with a cautious heart. And in Ecclesiastes 5:1,
他说呢，你到神的面前呢。
When you come before God,
要谨慎你的脚步
guard your steps.
因为呢，近前听啊，胜过愚昧人献祭。
When you draw near to hear, it's more better than to offer the sacrifices of fools.
因为呢，他们不知道他们所做的是恶。
Because they do not know what they're doing is evil.
当我们来到神的面前的时候
，that when we come in the sight of God，
当我们在神主的名下聚在神的殿中的时候
，when we are gathered together in the temple of God before by His name，
神在我们当中掌权。
God is in our midst and He reigns.
我们第一个要做的是要谨慎我们的脚步。
So the very first thing we need to do is to guard our steps.
因为知道神在当中。
Knowing that God is in our midst.
在什么地方显出我们谨慎我们的脚步呢
？Where do we actually show that we guard our steps？
他第一个他是说呢，你要近前听。
First, the verse tells us that come near and hear。
近前听呢，胜过愚昧人献祭。
Draw near to hear rather than to offer the sacrifices of the fools。
我们呢，在来到神的殿中。我们要来服侍，我们来侍奉我们的神。
As we come to the house of God, we want to serve our God.
但是我们来侍奉神之前
，But before we serve our God,
我们需要一个能够听的耳朵。
We need to have these hearing ears.
听神怎么样吩咐我们
？We have to listen to the Lord's bidding.
这是神要做的事吗
？Is this the thing that God wants to perform？
是神他在今天要这样的带领我们吗
？Is this the leading of God He wants to guide us？
如果我们没有先进来先听。
If we do not draw near and to hear,
那我们急急忙忙的服侍，做这个做那个。
And very hastily we rush to do this and that.
他说这好比什么呢
And the verse tells us, what is this like?
他说好比那愚昧人的献祭。
It's very much like a foolish person offering his sacrifice.
他说献祭有什么好的不好的？这献祭有什么聪明人不聪明的愚昧人呢？献祭总是好事嘛。
Offering sacrifice should always be a good thing, isn't it? Is there such a thing as a foolish one offering sacrifices as opposed to a wise one?
难道神还在意这个献祭这个人到底怎么样吗？
Does God really care what kind of person is offering?
神真是非常在意。
Indeed, God does care very much.
当我们没有一个先能够听到耳朵的时候，我们就来献祭的时候。
If without this listening ears first, and we rush to offer our sacrifice,
我们就来服侍这个服侍那个时候。
And we go to serve in this area and in others.
他们说呢，他们不知道他们所做的是恶。
There, the verse tells us that they do not know what they're doing is evil.
哇，这是很严重的事情。
This is such a serious matter.
哎，不是，还不仅仅是说我们现在祭我们的服侍，神悦纳不悦纳。
It's not only the matter of whether our services are sacrifices acceptable to God.
凭着己意出来的服侍，在神的眼中看的是恶的。
But these services out of our own self-will are considered evil before God.
这是何等严肃的事情。
What a serious matter this is.
哎，我们真是在我们当中啊，有巴不得真赐给我们敬畏的心。
If only the Lord would grant us this heart of fear.
我们来到神的殿中。
As we come to the house of God.
我们谨慎我们的脚步。
Guard our steps.
我们先听神怎么样的吩咐。
First, we listen to God's bidding.
然后我们献祭。
Then we offer our sacrifice.
然后我们辛勤地起来服侍主。
And then rise up diligently, we serve Him.
当我们这样的那个学习这样子的经历的时候。
If in such a manner as we learn to experience,
你发觉呢，神的国在我们当中。
We realize that God's kingdom indeed is in our midst.
因为神在我们当中掌权。
Because God reigns within us.
哎呀，神在我们当中有他的那个绝对的那个地位。
God reigns in our midst because He has the absolute status among us.
哎呀，我们当真你看见了祷告啊。真是非常重要哈。
So here we see prayers are so paramount.
当我们在说愿你的国降临的时候
，When the verse says your kingdom come，
神怎么的国怎么降临呢
？How does the kingdom of God actually descend？
真的国度的实际是借着我们这些祷告的人显出来的。
The reality of the kingdom of God is actually manifested through us who pray。
神他对着国，他固然他的心意，他巴不得他的国早就降临。
Of course, God's heart's desire is for His kingdom to appear as soon as possible.
但是神要做他的事，他不但兴起人祷告，更是借着这祷告的人，要心要预备好。神的旨意是借着我们成就的。
But for God to do His work, He first wants people to pray. But even more, He wants people's heart to be ready for this work.
我们这里头的盼望啊，我们里头总是盼望之主啊，我们的祷告也是这样祷告，主啊，愿你快来，巴不得你早来。
Our prayer within us is always, Lord, come quickly, if only that you would come soon.
但是神的国，那个基督的国为什么迟延呢
？But why is the kingdom of the Christ and the kingdom of God tarry？
那么在圣经上面呢，最少有两个方面呢，告诉我们呢，在主来之前呢，这些事情要需要成就的。
According to the Bible, that at least there are two qualifiers, two things that have to be brought to pass before the Lord returns.
第一个呢，就是他的福音要传遍天下。
First is the gospel of the kingdom has to be preached.All around the world.
Matthew 24, we read.
Matthew 24, we read.
他说呢，这天国的福音要传遍天下。
The gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world.
那对万民做见证。
As a witness to all the nations.
然后末期才来到。
Then the end shall come.
因为主要来之前，末期要来到之前。
So before the Lord and the And comes.
这个福音呢，要传遍天下。
The gospel has to be preached in all the world.
历史历代的人呢，为了组织这样的吩咐啊，那个 离开了家，离开了家园啊，翻山越岭啊，到各处去传福音。
Throughout the generations and ages, people for this command, they left their homes and they traversed every place to preach the gospel.
有时候你真的是会非常的吃惊啊，在这么样的地方啊，居然有福音已经传到了。
A lot of time you'll be so shocked that in such a place the gospel has already reached them.
因为呢，他们里头。他们遵的是主的旨意，他们体贴主的心肠。
Because all these people follow the Lord's will, and they actually go after the Lord's mind.
他们被主打发去的，传主的福音。
They are actually sent out by the Lord to preach His gospel.
但是有时候我们会问、啊、
But sometimes we would ask.
今天这个世界上还有什么地方福音没有传到的呢？
Is there any place in the world that the gospel has not reached them yet?
我们的心中的想那个的印象当中啊，大概都是什么深山里头啊，就落后的部落里头啊，那些没有开发的地方的人需要传福音。
In our mind, we would think that maybe in some deep mountains, maybe in some undeveloped countries, some remote tribes.
但是呢，你如果去看的话。
But actually, if you consider this matter,
今天这位我们所说的落后的地区，所谓偏远的地区，信主的人不少啊，不福音并不比我们少。
In all these areas, the undeveloped and the wayward remote areas, a lot of them have believed in the Lord. Actually, no fewer than.Where we are here.
反倒呢是那些所谓先进的国家，譬如像欧洲。
Instead, it is in those developed countries, such as Europe.
他们曾经是 missionary country, 他们差遣那个传道士出去的。
They were once missionary countries because they actually sent out all the missionaries.
今天呢成为了 missionary field.是要传福音的地方。
Today they end up being missionary field to other people to preach the gospel back to them.
那么还真的是需要其他的所谓的第三世界国家派遣传道士到欧洲去传福音。
They actually need a missionary from the third world, to go in to share the gospel.
那么我说呢，这样子的话，在那个世界上还有什么地方没有传道呢？
So, on this account, then, is there any place in the world where the gospel hasn't reached yet?
如果世界到地极都传过了，主怎么还没有来呢？
If the gospel has reached even until the end of the world, why the Lord hasn't returned yet?
当然，主当然并没有说，他说只要福音传到了地极，我就来了啊，那只是一步机会到。
The Lord does not say that as long as the gospel has reached till the end of the world, then I would come.
那就至少让我们看见一件事。
But here, at least, we do know one thing.
主在这里说呢，他说是这天国的福音呢要传遍天下。
Because what the Lord says is the gospel of the kingdom has to preach in all
the
world.
今天多少人在世上，所谓的开发中的国家，都听到过福音，都听到耶稣基督是谁。
So many people among all the developed countries, they have all heard of Jesus and know who he is.
但是他们真正认识主吗？他真正有把福音清楚的那个告诉他们吗？
But do they really know the Lord? Is the gospel clearly preached to them?
这些年呢，我里头啊，那个一个非常吃惊的一件事情啊，我在美国，在同事当中碰到好多没有信主的。
All these years, I'm always so amazed within my heart that I've run into so many of my American colleagues, and they do not believe in the Lord.
我在想了，我在已经猜想说，这些都应该是从的信主的家庭里头出来的哈，当然他都不信主，但不是他们从来没听过福音的。
And I'm guessing that all these people probably from a family that who knows the Lord. It's not that they have never heard of the gospel before.
当然不是说他们没有听过耶稣了，他们也过圣诞节，也过这个节那个节，复活节，但是呢，没有真正把福音，他们不知道福音是什么。
Of course, they heard of Jesus because they celebrate Christmas and Easter, but they have never got to know the real gospel and do not know who Jesus is.
我到我儿子那边聚会的时候，发现很稀奇的一件事情。
When I went to my son's gathering, one thing really amazes me is
他们那边大部分都是年轻人
that most of the people. gathering there are young ones.
他们流动性也很大, 因为在城市里头。
So there is a great flexibility of mobility.
有一次呢, 我跟他们, 他们几个弟兄, 他们都是美国, Caucasian, 啊, 白人的弟兄, 他们一起吃饭, 然后我问他一件事情。
At one time, I had a chance to have meals with all these young, some of these young people, Caucasians.
那么那个，我的印象是，这个时代的年轻人都不太进去聚会，这个表示要追求了哈。My
impression is in this generation, young people tend not to pursue the Lord or go to meetings.
他们自己怎么说
？Then what did they say of themselves？
他说呢，我们这一代的人进教会的人是少数的少数。
Indeed, they said, in our generations, those who actually go to church are the few among the few.
美国这一代的年轻人,
young people in the States,
信主的人数的那个比例是这么样的少，这么样的低。
The ratio of those who actually believe in the Lord is so low.
主呢，在这里说呢。 他说要这个福音呢，是天国的福音。
Here the Lord himself says this the gospel is the gospel of the kingdom.
不但呢是要让我们呢认识我们是个罪人，那个罪需要罪得赦免。
The gospel enables not only for us to know that we're sinners.
那么我们更要预备自己呀，那个丰丰富富那个进神的国呢。
But we also have to prepare ourselves so that An entrance will be supplied abundantly for us into the everlasting kingdom.
这个福音呢，必须是传的福音是一个全备的福音。So
this gospel preach has to be a full doctrine, a full gospel.
不仅仅呢，我们只是灵魂得救。It's
not just that your soul is saved.
我们这个人需要改变。But
also you as a person have to be changed.
我们这个人里头有一个盼望。
You have to have this hope.
当主来的时候，我们这个整个人要改变。
When the Lord comes, our whole being will be changed because we'll be granted a glorious body.
主说呢,
the Lord says,
我们传福音呢，是传这样全备的福音呢。
When you preach the gospel, you should preach such a full, complete gospel.
然后我们不知道主在那里到底指的那个。 确实的意义是真的要这个全备的福音传到地极主才来吗？
We do not understand the meaning of the Lord saying that when you preach this gospel of a kingdom to the whole world, then the end will come.
但是至少主在这里告诉我们一件事。
Even though we're not quite sure of this, but one thing we are sure of is that we have to rise up and preach the gospel. Preach the gospel of the kingdom. Preach this full salvation. As we come together to pray for the gospel, we have to see that the ministry of the gospel sharing is so closely, intimately related to his kingdom.
一面呢，我们借着传福音，让人得救，脱离罪恶。
On the one hand, we share the gospel so people could be saved, delivered from sin.
一面呢，借着传福音，我们催促主再来。
On the other hand, as we share the gospel, we hasten the Lord's coming.
主再来的时候呢,
as the Lord comes,
还有一个条件。
There is another qualifier, another condition.
就是教会呢，要预备好。
That is the church has to be made ready.
要能够装饰整齐。
Has to be adorned.
啊，那么要等预备等候主的再来。
And wait and made ready for the Lord's coming.
我们的主呢，他是个荣耀的主。
Our Lord is the glorious one.
他的，当他来的时候。
When he comes.
这个成为他心腹的教会， 必须是个荣耀的教会。
The one who is called the church, his bride, has to be glorious also.
当教会还在软弱，教会还在那个在贫乏的时候，
when the church is still in weaknesses and in poverty,
当教会里头不能够显出神自己的见证的时候，
when the church cannot manifest the Lord's testimony,
我们的主没办法来。
There is no way for our Lord to come.
如果他来的时候，
when he comes,
他主要迎娶的。
The one he is about to marry is a glorious church.
是装饰整齐的。
It's the one who is adorned, made ready.
启示录十九章他在那里说、啊、
Revelation 19 we read
他说了那个就是那些圣徒 预备好了哪些人是预备好的
All those saints are made ready who are they、
啊、就是呢他们得以得穿光明洁白的细麻衣的
To them、they are arrayed this bright and clean white linen
的细麻衣呢就是他们所行的义
And this white linen is the righteous act
我们不单呢是因信称义
Not only that we are justified by faith
我们呢更是因信的诚义
But also because of faith we now become the righteousness
那么神的义呢要显在我们这些人神的义行要显在我们的身上
And God's righteous acts will、be revealed in us
那个预备好我们自己
We made ourselves ready
那个就更为蒙恩呢得穿光明洁白的细麻衣
Then we are granted to be arrayed、with this white and bright linen
一面说呢是我们的义行
On the one hand, this white linen is our righteous act.
但是我们知道那什么完全是神的恩典。
But we know that this is a total grace.
借着神的恩典呢
，Through God's grace.
在地上有义行，显出神自己的荣耀。
On the earth, we have righteous acts, and we manifest His righteousness.
所以我们在地上一同追求的时候
，As we pursue in this world.
那固然呢，我们是为我们自己的好处，我们在追求。
Not only Of course, it's for our own benefit. We do need to rise up and press on to know the Lord.
让我们这个人生命能够成长。
So that our life will just grow.
更能够享受那个天上来的福分。
To enjoy more of the heavenly blessings.
但是我们还要看这一件事情。
But one more thing we need to see.
我们的追求不仅仅是为自己的追求。
Is that our pursuit is not only for ourselves alone.
我们为着神的国度我们在哪里追求。
Instead,For the kingdom of God we're pursuing.
为了神的国度要降临。
For the coming of God's kingdom.
为着他的儿子能够那个荣耀的来到地上。
For the glorious appearing of His Son on earth.
我们那里头需要起来，我们来再追求。
Within us, let's all rise up and let's pursue.
竭力追求认识我们的主，我们的神。
Press on to pursue.To know our Lord and our God.
一面呢，让我们呢在神面前蒙他的喜悦。
So on the one hand, we would be pleasing to Him in His presence.
一面呢，因着我们的追求。
On the other hand, because of our pursuit.
我们催促主来的脚步。
We hasten the Lord's second coming.
我们不能只在嘴里说了主啊，愿你的国来，愿你的国来。
We cannot only verbally saying, "Oh Lord, may You come, Your kingdom come."
那主说我不能来。
But the Lord says, I cannot come.
因为你的福音还没有成片。
Because the gospel of the kingdom has not been preached in the world. The church is not made ready.
巴不得这个祷告真成为我们里面的祷告。
Oh, if only this prayer would become the true prayer within our heart.
让这个祷告成为我们生活里头的支柱，你的指引。
Let this prayer become our guidance and become our stay in our life.
愿你的国降临。
Let your kingdom come.
显在你的儿女们当中。
Reveal your kingdom in the midst of your children.
更能够在早日在地上建立他自己的国度。
So the Lord can soon establish His kingdom on earth.
神怜悯我们。
May the God have mercy on us.
我们低头有点祷告。
Your head bowed. Let's have a word of prayer.
我们感谢赞美你。
Father, we thank you and praise you.
因着你自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们。
Because of your great mercy, you have begotten us again through the Jesus' resurrection from the dead.
叫我们里头有那个活泼的盼望。
So that within us we have this living hope.
叫我们能够得到那不能朽坏、不能衰残、不能玷污那存在天上的基业。
And also we have this inheritance, imperishable, immortal, that does not fade away, reserved for us in heaven.
为这大的恩典，我们献上感谢和赞美。
For all this great mercy, that we simply offer you our worship and praise.
激动我们里面的心。
Stir up our inner hearts.
常常为你的国度来祷告。
Often we'll come to pray for your kingdom.
愿你的国能够降临。
May your kingdom come.
能够显在地上。
And reveal it on earth.
显出神自己的荣耀来。
To manifest your own glory.
感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
祷告奉主的名。
We ask in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.